Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable to you as we hear your word proclaimed in Jesus' name. Amen. This has been an amazing day. We've gathered together to offer our prayers, to praise God and to worship God through music, to open ourselves to the filling of God's Holy Spirit in times of meditation. We've expressed our thanksgiving and our confidence in God's movement by offering our commitments to support God's church in the coming year. And in just a moment, we're going to have the solemn honor to approach the table and to share in the Holy Sacrament of Communion. It's been a great day so far. This is the work of being part of the Fellowship of Faith here at Central. This is what it means to be part of the community, committed to each other and to Christ. And there's one other thing I want to lift up, and it is found in the text from Paul this morning that was read. Specifically, I want to look at verse 8. Paul writes, "For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place your faith in God has become known. So we have no need to speak about it." Brothers and sisters, the greatest way that we can worship and praise God, the greatest offering that we can commit to God, the greatest holy task that we can participate in is like a sounding bell that peals forth so that many will hear about the good news and see the good news of Jesus Christ and how we live and how we treat others. We served a church in Section, Alabama. You remember Section? Long ago, actually, we served four churches up in that neck of the woods, Section, Dutton, Flat Rock, and Ider. And the church in Section's where our parsonage was. And the church building itself was an older building, probably 75 or 100 years old, white frame country church. I mean, it was just right off a postcard. It had a cemetery around it. And on the north side of the cemetery, there was a gin with grain silos on that side. It was just very picturesque. Every Sunday morning, someone at the church would ring the church bell. The kids loved to do that. Our youth would fight for opportunities. Our younger children would try to do it, but one thing that would happen when they pulled the bell down and it would go back up, they would go up as well. So we kind of had to be careful who we let do it. But it was wonderful because everybody in the community expected that bell to ring at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, and it was just a wonderful thing to have happen. However, if the bell rang at any other time, it was a warning to that community. There was a house on fire someplace, or worse, one of the silos had become unstable. And when a silo filled with grain becomes unstable, the dust accumulates and it can explode. And so when the bell was rung, everyone's to pay attention. If the bell rang on a Tuesday morning or a Friday night, people stopped and took notice of it. Paul tells the Christians in Thessalonica that they are sounding forth to the people of Macedonia and Achaia, not just in the neighborhoods they live, not just to the people that they know and encounter all the time. They are to be the bell pealing out to their whole nation, to their whole region, so that people could see their faith. And by seeing their faith, they could have God become known. What he's saying to them is that the people saw the love of God in their actions. People felt the grace of God in how they were treated. God had become known to the world by the faithful living of the followers of Jesus Christ. As I said at the beginning, what an amazing day this is. We've prayed and sung praises to God and worshiped God. God's Holy Spirit is here with us, and we have given all, for all God has given us, we have given thanks, and we've committed our tithe back to God. And now we come to the table and share in the Holy Sacrament. What a great day it has been. one of my favorite songs out of the Cokesbury hymnal, which, by the way, we sang at Section frequently. It's True Hearted, Whole Hearted. Some of you may remember it's by Francis Havergal. The chorus was always challenging to me whenever we sang it, still is. The chorus goes, peel out the watchword, silence it never. Song of our spirits rejoicing and free. Peel out the watchword, loyal forever. King of our lives, by thy grace we will be. Brothers and sisters, as we prepare to come to the table, the challenge that lies before us is, how will our lives peel out the watchword? How will our lives sound forth and make God known to others this day and every day? Let us pray. Oh Lord, we ask that you help us to be as loud as possible as a bell that points to you, that we may say and do and live in such a way that those who encounter us see your Son and know your love and grace and mercy. Thank you, God, for the opportunities to follow Christ, and may we do so in faith. In his holy name we pray. Amen.